Morning, Brockett. Dr. Fowler. Me not in the Birkat HaTorah for them in HaTorah. How do you know that in HaTorah is it in to make a Birkat HaTorah before you learn Torah? Is it in to make a bracha? Shenemar Kishem Hashem Ekra Havul Goydel Elikain. Before I learn Torah, I have to give Havul Goydel Elikain. The passage is in the first Gemara that there's a mitzvah essay by Raisa to make a bracha on the Torah. Before you learn to make a bracha on the Torah. The Rambam is saying for a mitzvah doesn't bring down this mitzvah. The Rambam gives a whole hagdama what goes into the minyan mitzvahs. We know that there are tariyag mitzvahs, as I state in the Gemara in Makkos, that there are tariyag mitzvahs. And there's a big machlokes we're showing him which are exactly the tariyag mitzvahs. The Rambam does not bring Birkat HaTorah in his chesed. The Ramban, in the back of the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rambam, the Ramban is moisted which mitzvahs he disagrees with the Rambam. He adds a few in, and obviously he takes a few others out to keep the chesed of tariyag. And one of the main ones the Ramban argues in Mitzvah Kesvav, he brings Shenet Savinu LeHoydeis LeShmoyis Barach B'chol Eit Shenikr B'Torah. We have to give Haydeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever we are Koyreg in the Torah. Al HaToyva HaGdoyla She'Otzalonu V'Sita Teirotei Elenu V'Yidienu HaMaisim HaRetzim L'Fonav She'Behem Ninchal Chai Elam Haba. So when Mechoyah to make a bracha, and he brings this Gemara Minayin LeBirchat HaTorah. There's a Sefer Megillat Esther in the Sefer HaMitzvah LaRambam. The Megillat Esther always comes to Far'en for the Rambam. The Ramban is giving a list of mitzvahs here that the Rambam didn't count, and every single time the Megillah Esther comes to give a hesber why the Ramban is wrong, and the Rambam is taka correct for not counting it. The only time in the whole Megillah Esther is over here, the Megillah Esther on this mitzvah says that the Rambam is right. Nira liki divri ha Ramban soikim bazet. The Ramban in this case is correct. But lo yadati lama loy mona harav. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't count it. The Megillah Esther agrees with the Ramban that l'chayra birchat ha-tayra that they write so. And it's shver why the Rambam didn't count it. The simplest solution would be that the Rambam learns that it's only a derabbanon. You know, most brachas are derabbanon. Birchas hanenin, most brachas hamitzvahs, most brachas are derabbanon except for birchas hamotzing. Birchas hamotzing la'acharov is a deraisa. That's the only bracha we know that is deraisa. I, the Gemara here, learns out birchas aferis from a pasuk. The doichik will say that it's atzmachta ba'alma. It's only an atzmachta. It's not an ikra din. It's a remez from the pasuk, but it's not a deraisa. That's how the Rambam will have to learn. But it's not so gishmak, because the Gemara and the Kof Aleph compares the two. The Gemara of Yochanan wants to learn out from the fact that you make a birchas HaTorah l'fonav, he wants to learn a Kal V'Chomer that you should make birchas a bracha on food also l'fonav. He compares the two. He wants to learn out from the fact that it's birchas HaMazon afterwards, you should make birchas HaTorah afterwards. You see that the two are comparable, and it's mashma that the taxes of the Gemara, the birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. So it's very fair. Why did the Rambam say it's derabbanan? Now, what's the nafkamina if it's a deraisa or derabbanan? This is brought down halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah. It's a nafkamina if a person doesn't remember if he made birchas HaTorah. Suffet deraisa is lechumra, but normally suffet derabbanan, including suffet brachas, which is a suffet derabbanan, you go lekula. You don't make a bracha himself. What do you do if a person forgot if he made a birchas HaTorah? He doesn't remember he made birchas HaTorah in the morning. Me suffet, does he make a bracha? The best solution would be to go listen to somebody else. But in a case when you're misufik, you forgot if you made a bracha. Well, you stayed up the whole night, and there's various details about that, but without getting into the details, there are certain cases when it's not so posh, it's a suffix, if you have to make a birchas HaTorah. If it's a deraisa, suffix l'chumra. If it's a derabbanan, then we go suffix l'chumra. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's a big machlokes b'shoyin, it's a machlokes Rambam against the Ramban. And he says, so we're going to paskin that it is a deraisa, and we go l'chumra, but only one bracha. If you're in the suffix, you only make asher b'char banam. We know there are really two birchas HaTorah. There's lasoik v'divrei Torah, and then Viha Revna is not a separate bracha, like most of you showing him. Viha Revna is a continuation. It's Viha Revna. Some people are going to Ha Revna. If you go to Ha Revna, then there's three brachas of Torah. There's last B'divrei Torah, the second bracha of Ha Revna, and then the third bracha of Asher Bracha Bon. The passage we passed in that there are two brachas. There's the bracha of last B'divrei Torah, Viha Revna, that was one long bracha, and then the second bracha of Asher Bracha Bon. Why are there two brachas? We have to still discuss also. Why should there be two brachas? Where do you ever find that there are two brachas? I'm going to see soon. But the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're in the Sufik, at least you just make the Birchas HaTorah of Asher Bachar Bon. Now the Rambam is saying in Doichi that it's a Derabbanan, but why? Where was this Makar? Where was the Rambam coming from? So first of all, we're going to say like this. There's the Mahabach of the Kiryat Sefer. The Kiryat Sefer wants to be Machadish that Avada the Rambam agrees that it's a Deraisa. The Sefer, a lot of Achronim go not like that. A lot of Achronim hold that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaMazon is only Derabbanan. The Pasuk is not the bound. The Kiryat Sefer wants to toward the Chiddush, and I want to bring a riot in. He wants to do the Chiddush. Avada the Rambam holds Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. It's a Gemara. again. Now, why didn't the Rambam bring it down and say for our mitzvahs? So here is a huge topic, but we're just going to touch on it. It's very confusing which of the Tariyak mitzvahs. If you want to make a chesed, how many derisas there are a lot of mitzvahs that you might think should count. And then you'll come out with the wrong chesed of Tariyak. Maybe the Rambam in fact holds that Birchat HaTorah is a derisa, but he doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. It's a subcategory of a different mitzvah. Now what would be Galat to say? Rav the Kiryas Sefer. It's a subcategory of Limud HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So Birchat HaTorah is Taka derisa. Shema Shemekov, a brotherly king. It was Mamash a mitzvah derisa. But it's not a separate mitzvah in the chesed of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. A new word in the Rambam. Not that it's a derabbanon. It is a derisa. But it's part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. That's the chiddush of the Kiryat Sefer. The boy said, I don't think it's only a Kiryat Sefer. I found someone else that says it's a death shot in the Rambam. Someone else that also said that the shot in the Rambam is that it is a deraisa. Just it's part of Limud HaTorah. The Ramban himself. The Olam saw the Ramban. The Ramban at the end, when he's attacking the Rambam, he adds an extra line. You don't know where he's coming from. But I think that's what's going on. He says, Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim is two separate mitzvahs. When a person brings Bikurim, and then he has to say a Rami or Ibn Avi, we don't say it's one big mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah in the Cheshbon of the Tariyag of bringing Bikurim, and a separate mitzvah of saying a Rami or Ibn Avi. Also he says, Karban Pesach, and you see it's Mitzrayim, it's not one big mitzvah, bring the Karban Pesach and say it like you see Mitzrayim. We count them as separate mitzvahs. What is the Ramban trying to bring out there? The Ramban says, I don't know what the Ramban means. The Ramban wants to say, of course it's a deraisa, but it's part of the Limud HaTorah. And that the Ramban wants to attack. And he says, no. You see that even when you have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah includes also saying something, we still break it off into two different mitzvahs. By Bikurim, the Rambam said Bikurim is a separate mitzvah, and the Amira of Bikurim is a separate mitzvah. By Kol Pesach, it's a separate mitzvah, and the Mitzrayim, the Sipur, is a separate mitzvah. Similarly, by Limud HaTorah and Birchat HaTorah, it should be counted as a separate mitzvah. Fine, that's the Ramban's time. And the Rambam will argue on that. I don't know why, but the Rambam will argue, no. By Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim, it's separate. By Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kol Pesach, it's separate. But by Birchat HaTorah and Limud HaTorah, the Rambam held it's part and parcel of one mitzvah. So the Kiryat Sefer is Chiddush, that like the Rambam, it is a deraisa. This is part of Limud HaTorah. The Ramban himself is Meramis to it. The Ramban himself is Meramis to it. He doesn't like it. He says, you see, it should still count it as separate. But it's Nirmaz already in the Ramban. Now I want to clear maybe, as far as Chiddush you can boy, from the Chinuch. The Chinuch admits the top Lamed. The Chinuch goes to the Ramban Shita usually about the Cheshbon of the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Chinuch, of course, doesn't count Birchat HaTorah as one of the Tariyat mitzvahs. He doesn't. The Ramban counts it as a set mitzvah, the Chinuch doesn't. But there's an interesting Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Lamed. Mitzvah Tov Lamed is the Mitzvah of Birchat HaMozoin. And in the middle of the Mitzvah of Birchat HaMozoin, the Chinuch brings in, you said, no, there's also another bracha that you have to do in HaTorah, Birchat HaTorah. He doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. But in the middle of discussing Birchat HaMozoin and Mitzvah Tov Lamed, in the Chinuch, he throws in, there's another bracha they write to also called Birchat HaTorah. What is the Chinuch saying? Birchat HaTorah is a deraisa. But it's not in the Cheshbon of the mitzvahs. Why not? It's already a subcategory of a different one. But not Limud HaTorah. It's a subcategory of Birchat HaMozoin. I want to say maybe you can learn Kibshut. The disciple wants to go a little like this. It's a big Chiddush. Birchat HaTorah is a Birchat HaNenin. We know there are different kinds of mitzvahs. There's a bracha you make before a mitzvah. Birchat HaMitzvahs. And there's Birchat HaNenin, a bracha you make before you eat food. After you eat food. Birchat HaTorah is a Birchat HaNenin. Before you eat an apple, you make a bracha, you have to give shvach to this bracha for the apple. Before you learn a tzitzah toysis, you have to give shvach at the birchat hanenin. A geshmak a toysis, a geshmak a rambam, a geshmak a pasuk. You make a bracha, kishem ha-shemek, a vizayt ulikein. So birchat hanenin is a deraisa, but not like the Kiryat Sefer is mahalach, that it's a deraisa, but it's part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It's a subcategory of Limud HaTorah. It's a deraisa, but it's not counted separately because it's a subcategory of birchat hanenin. It's a new idea. I got the idea from the Kiryat Sefer that it's deraisa, just it's part of a different mitzvah. But even that we think three mahalchim and the Rambam. The Rambam did not count Birchat HaTorah in his cheshbon of Tariyad. Why not? A lot of achronim say because it's a derabbanon. We have to know why, but they say because it's a derabbanon. And we're suggesting no, it's a deraisa. But it's a subcategory of a different mitzvah. The Kiryat Sefer says it's a subcategory of Limud HaTorah. The mahalch based on the chinuch that it's a subcategory of Birchat HaTorah. Now, what exactly is Birchat HaTorah? Let me go into that a little bit. We know there are different kinds of brachas. There's Birchat HaMitzvahs, before Tzitzis, before Tefillin, before Lulav, before Sukkah. You make a bracha. Sherek Hashanah, Mitzvah, Mitzivanu. There's a Birchat HaMitzvahs. Then there's Birchat HaNenin. Then there's Birchat HaShvach. Sometimes you give a bracha, you give Shvach, that's what it's about. What kind of bracha is Birchat HaTorah? difference is, there are those that say the Birkas HaTorah, the Birkas HaMitzvahs, and we're going to prove that. But I want to put it like this. First of all, the Ramban himself, when he's discussing that Birkas HaTorah Deraisa, he says, Nittavinu Lahoidois Lishmoi, it's the Birkas HaIdah. The Ramban is mad at the Birkas HaIdah. In the Chinuch we're coming out, it's the Birkas HaNanin. And there's the other option, that it's the Birkas HaMitzvahs. Now there's a question, this could answer it, there's a question, why do we make two Birkas HaTorah? We make a lot, Asher, right, last night, Midiv HaSayah, and we make a separate Birkas HaTorah, Asher, Bachar Bonim. The Chayin and the Pai can ask, why do we make two separate Birkas? So you can suggest to Mahalach like this. There's two separate Birkas of Birkas HaTorah. One of them is a Birkas HaMitzvahs, and one of them is a Birkas HaIdah, or a Birkas HaNanin. That's not why there's two Birkas. Last night, Midiv HaSayah is a Birkas HaMitzvahs. And Asher, Bachar Bonim, we call on the Nasser Lam, the Sayyosai, that's a Birkas HaIdah. So the two issues of which kind of Birkas, that could be the two Birkas. Can that? There's an interesting Levush. The Levush also was asking this question, why we make two brachas? And the Levush said a different text, with a different kasha of us. There's a kasha that the Rashba asked, and a lot of us showing him, why we don't make a bracha achroin on Torah? Right? The Gemara had discussed here that we make brachas hamazon afterwards, brachas hatorah before. Why there's no bracha achroin on Torah? There was to listen. But the Levush answers, there is a bracha achroin on Torah. When does a person learn? The yigit about yoyim and balayla. There's no time to end. When does the person end learning? Never. So the pshat is that in the morning, when you're starting a fresh day, I'm asking you to learn the whole night. Or if you went to sleep, but you went to sleep with a shver tzai, you woke up with a shver tzai, you left with the Torah. So the first thing you do when you get up in the morning, you make a bracha achroina, and then you make a new bracha rishayna, and you start again. That's the two brachas. There is a bracha achroina on Torah. Right away in the morning, you make a bracha achroina on yesterday's Torah, and then a bracha rishayna on the next day's Torah. That's the Levush's mahalach. And Simon Memzayin, the Shavuot, why the two brachas? But they said, how mahalach we're going, that the two birchas atayrus, one is the birchas hamitzvahs, and one is the birchas hashvach. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Mem Zayin that noshim are chayiv in birchas atayrus. Simon Mem Zayin in Shulchan Aruch says noshim are chayiv in birchas atayrus. Why? Why are they chayiv in birchas atayrus? Now, the chayra, noshim are not chayiv in limud atayrus. Noshim are not chayiv is a separate, special mitzvah of limud atayrus. Only men are chayiv. Noshim are not chayiv. So why do they make Birkas HaTorah? So if you want to ask that, you have to think if you're asking a good question. If Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvahs, then that's a good kasha. Noshim are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. Noshim are not chayiv in fitness, they're not chayiv in film, they're not chayiv in the Torah, so they don't make profit on it. But if you would say that if the Birkas HaIdah, then could be even Noshim, maybe they're not machoyiv in learning Torah. But they give HaIdah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. The Torah is for them also. Maybe Limud HaTorah is not. The special mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is not for them. They can give a Haidah. They can make a Birkas HaNanin on the Torah. So, what kind of bracha is it? Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is not Shem HaChayiv. Why? So there's a few mouths. Then we're going to throw them right away on the side says, you know why Noshim make Birkas HaTorah? Because Noshim also have Limud HaTorah. They have to learn their halachas. They have to learn their halachas. They have to learn their halachas. As they bring the Morgan Avram, Hashem the Ogre, that Noshim also have to learn. But that's a Shver HaTeretz. The Limud HaTorah of Noshim is not the Limud HaTorah of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It's the Hechsher mitzvah. They have to know their halachas. So in the middle, they have to learn the Torah. We don't learn Torah only because we have to know the halachas. We learn Torah because the Etzem mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is the greatest mitzvah. The Chol Chatzecha Lo Yisroel, the biggest mitzvah. The Limud HaTorah alone is the Matara. The big chiddush of the Magen Avraham that Noshim make a Birkas HaTorah on the mitzvah of learning Torah, that's only a Hechsher mitzvah. But as I said, the Magen Avraham. The Bir HaKura, in Shulchan Aruch here, he's the one, we can prove that, straight across the sugi here, he's Mabur that he learns Birkas HaTorah, the Birkas HaMitzvahs, the few Goyim. Keseder, you see in the Goyim, we'll see how much we can get to, but the Goyim is Mabur, that Birkas HaTorah, the Birkas HaMitzvahs. So he asks, why are Noshim Chayiv? Why are Noshim Chayiv to make a Birkas HaTorah? They're not Mechayiv in the Mitzvah. He says, the big Chiddush. The same way Noshim are Potter, let's say, from Lulav, or from Shaifa. But nevertheless, they were Makavim on themselves to do it anyways, and when they do it, they make a bracha. That's what it means that Noshim make a Birkas HaTorah. They're talking not Mechayiv. But it's Loigara from any other mitzvah that they're not Mechayiv, that they can make a bracha anyway. That's how the Gra explains why Noshim make Birkas HaTorah. To make the bracha. And then Bashtai Tzach learns, they'll say Kriyas Mo'ol, they'll learn their halachas. Yeah, but not the Morgan Avram's Mahalach, that they're Mechayiv to learn their halachas, so they're Mechayiv to make a Birkas HaTorah. They're not Mechayiv. The same gets, whatever the gather is by Shaykh Mo'ol. Whatever the gather is by Shaykh Mo'ol, we'll see. Whatever the gather is by Shaykh Mo'ol. What? Yeah, it's a bad, it's a shver going because otherwise it comes like the Nachayah. And also the Machaber passing is normally that Noshim are not allowed to make a bracha. when they make mitzvahs that they're not machoyim. The machoyim is Rishonim, the machoyim is Machaber Ramah. And here the Machaber says straight out, Berachas HaTorah not to make. He himself holds by other mitzvahs that they don't make. The Shvera Grah. But I'm just showing you that the Grah understood that it's a Berachas HaMitzvahs and he had to work his way out. Why did he make a Grah? So we have the Mokanavam, we have the Grah. If you do add the Briskarov and Sefer, bring B'Shem Rav Chaim, a Memra, and maybe we can explain what he means. The Briskarov is talking about this Shaila, why not to make Berachas HaTorah? L'chayr, they're not machoyim in Limud HaTorah. And they say over that the Briskarov brings B'Shem Rav Chaim. Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's a bracha on the Chesed of Torah. That's what it says in the thing. Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's a bracha on the Chesed of Torah. I'm not sure what does he mean. But L'chayra, you could suggest, what he means is, that's a Birchas HaIdah. Or maybe Alderah said it's a Birchas HaNenin. We're giving a HaIdah on the Chesed of Torah. We're giving a Birchas HaNenin on the Chesed of Torah. Maybe he means something else, I'm not sure. Then it would be even a Numahalk. But you could suggest that maybe that's what Chaim really meant. That Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a brach on the Chesed of Torah. It's a brach on the Chesed of Torah. That's why they make a brach. Maybe Reb Chaim Vindel Derech that was explaining that it's a Birchas HaShvach, a Birchas HaIdah, a Birchas HaNen. But that's the two machanois we have over here. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs or is it a Birchas HaIdah? Now we discussed them as two topics. Like we had a machlokes we showing that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa or a derabanan. And we have a machlokes now, we're building up, is Birchas HaTorah a Birchas HaMitzvahs, or is it a Birchas HaShvach, a Birchas HaIdah? Could be that these two machlokes go together. There's an arichas in the Mishnah, it's Yaivitz. But to touch maybe some of the inyanim, it's possible to say that if it's a Birchas HaIdah, that's a deraisa. Mashenkin, if you learn it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, then it's only a derabanan. Like all other Birchas HaMitzvahs are derabanan. If it's a Birchas HaLenin, a Birchas HaIdah, so it's like Birchas HaLonin, it's a Birchas HaDeraisa. If it's only a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it will be the Rabbanan. And we can build it up, maybe. There's a Gemara in the Akhir Hour. The Gemara has a Machloikis. Do you only make Birchas HaTorah on Chumash, or even on Mishnah, or even on Gemara? The Gemara in the Akhir Hour. Three-way Machloikis on your own. What's the issue? If you should only make it on Torah Shev Iksav, or even on Torah Shev Alpeh. Very smart to say, if it's a Birchas HaIdah, then the HaIdah is on the Torah Shev Iksav. The Torah Shev Iksav is what they said, not the Vinishmon. The Iker HaIdah is the Torah Shev Iksav. If it's a bracha on the limud of mitzvah of limud HaTorah, and our ikra limud is in Gemara. The ikra limud is in Gemara. Gemara and Kail everything. So it could be, if you can understand them like that, that if it's a bracha on, only on Chumash, so then, because it's a bracha HaTorah, only on Torah Shev Iksav, even on Gemara, then it would be a bracha HaMitzvah. And if so, you could say maybe that's challenge the Rambam. The Rambam passes that it's the Rabbanim. Let's assume not like the Kiryat Sefer or the Mahalchus that's on the Chinuch, that it is a deraisa, just a subcategory of Limud HaTorah or Birchas HaNen. Let's assume it's in the Rabbanan. What would be the pshat of the Rabbanan? The pshat would be, we have a Gemara here, Rabbi Yochanan said it's a deraisa. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you make a Birchas HaTorah on, only on Chumash and Mishnayis. Mishnayis, you can take his Mishnayis directly tied into the Chumash. And that's because he holds it's a Birchas HaIdah, and he holds it's a deraisa. But the Rambam passes that you make a Birchas HaTorah even on Gemara, because he goes with the Mahalach that it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, then it's a Derabbanan. And this could have other nafkaminas. Do you make a Birchas HaTorah and hear her? When you think, you don't say out the words. The Machaber Paskins ain't the Baruch in Birchas HaTorah on hear her. On Ksiva, yeah, if you write a Chiddush HaTorah, you make a bracha. Ksiva has more Hashivas. Some say because someone else could read it, so therefore the Masayr of Torah can continue. What you're thinking in your own head won't go on for the Maritim Esbenechem. What you write will go on. There's other Esbenechem that Ksiva is maybe more stronger than hearer. But the Machaber passes, you don't make a bracha on hearer. You look at the Bir HaGro over there, on that Machaber, the Bir HaGro says, why don't you make a bracha on hearer? The mitzvah of learning Torah is even the hearer. The Yidisa Boyoyim of Elayla. If you're thinking about it, Torah says, that's also learning. That's the Gro that she's talking to. The Gro that it's a bracha on mitzvah Salimud. When it talked about Noshim right away, the Gro said, Benamachoyim. When you're talking about hearer, the Gro said, even on hearer you should make a Birchas HaTorah. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. When you're trusting in a Shver HaSugya, that's also Limud HaTorah. The Machaber will go, that it's a din of HaIdah. The HaIdah is only on the, when you say it out, only on Torah Shev Iksav, maybe only when you say it out. If you go with Birchas HaMitzvahs, it applies even on Torah Shev Alpeh, and even on hearer. As for another nafkamina, if a person makes a Birchas HaTorah, and then he's mafsik for his learning for a few hours, so you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. So the place can talk about it. Pashtas says, you don't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah, because there's never a hefsik. A person's always thinking about learning Torah. He's always machayiv in learning Torah. But it could be telling him that, if it's a Birchas HaIdah, then who cares if he stopped learning? You anyways weren't making the bracha on the learning that you're doing. You're giving HaIdah about the Torah. So even if he stopped learning, one bracha per day is enough. Mashenkin, if it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, you would have to know the Gedarim. What's considered a hefsik in Limud HaTorah? What's considered a hefsik? Now back to the Etzem HaChloikis. It's Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa de Rabbanon. The Shagasari has an arikas here, but two nakudas from the Shagasari. There's the nakuda. There's a din about Kerry. It's Tomei. Until he goes to the mikvah, about Kerry's not allowed to read, learn Torah, he's not allowed to daven, nothing. The Mishnah says here in Brachas Abchot, the only thing about Kerry could be Maharar even, is what Mechoyiv Midai Raisa. So about Kerry says Kriyishma and Pirchas Amos. That's the only two things he does. The kasha is, why is that the only two things he does? About Kerry, she doesn't make Pirchas Atayra. If Pirchas Atayra is a Raisa, it should say in the Mishnah, about Kerry never allowed to learn, the only thing he's allowed to say is Kriyishma, Pirchas Amos, and Pirchas Atayra. Doesn't say. It just says Kriyishma and Birchas Amozin. Macharis Uraya, that Birchas Atayra is not a Beraisa. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. But there's a simple terrace out about Kerry's not allowed to learn. So what's he going to make Birchas Atayra for? Anyway, he's not allowed to learn. Elamai, what would you say? But he has to say Kriyishma. The Kriyishma that he's saying is not after learning Torah. After learning Torah, about Kerry's not learning Torah. The Kriyishma that he's saying is only Kriyishma for the mitzvah of saying Kriyishma. For the mitzvah of saying Kriyishma, you won't need a Birchas Atayra. So maybe there's no right. Maybe Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa. The reason the Mishnah doesn't say that about Kerry makes Birchas HaTorah, because he has no reason to make Birchas HaTorah. The Shagasari fears at the end of the Shtickle, he wants to bring a stark raya that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa against the Rambam. The Gemara says in the Dorm Rav Pe'alif, Al Mo of the Haaretz, why was there a Churban based on Mikdash? Al Shalai Berchum HaTorah Tchilo. A lot of Mephersians talk about this, that the fact that he didn't make a Birchas HaTorah shows that he didn't have the Chashivas of Torah, and therefore it came a Churban. Of his Dr. Shagasari, if Birchas HaTorah is only a mitzvah there upon on, then it shouldn't bring to Churban Beis HaMikdash. Must be that if the Gemara says that the Churban came because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah, must be that Birchas HaTorah is in their eyes. So the Enesis, the Bali Musar, argue on the Shagasari. They say, what's hey? Oh, they're Rabbonon! Oh, they're Rabbonon! It's not enough! They were Nichol and they're Rabbonon! That's not enough to bring the Churban Beis HaMikdash! You don't see here the Chashivas over the Rabbonon! Over the Shagasari, he holds like that. He said, from the fact that it says that the reason there was a Churban, Ashley Berchav HaTorah Tchila, must be that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa, because only if it would be a deraisa would it cause mamish the korban. Are there a bunch of the commitment that they were nichshulim? Wouldn't mamish cause the korban? What's the Rambam going to do with the raya? So we said already. First of all, it could be the Rambam is a deraisa, but even if it's a derabban, we're going now the Rambam is a derabban. We said maybe the derabban also could bring the korban. Over her MS Yerim Darpan. The Rambam is a tshuvas Rambam that's brought down in the Shita Mekubetzis in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei, and the Rambam has a different shot on this Gemara. What does it mean that the Churban came because they were Leiderichu Batayra Tchila? Leiderichu Batayra Tchila means that they didn't, there's a din, if a person is a Mamzer Talmud Chacham and another person is a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, who's more Chashuv? The Mamzer Talmud Chacham. A Mamzer Talmud Chacham is more Chashuv than a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. You have to realize that the Chashivas of Torah is more important than the Chashivas of Kahuna. And what happened there, the reason the Churban came is because they were Machabed, the Kohen Gadol, even though it was Am Haaretz, more than the Mamzer Talmud Chacham. So it was Al-Shalai Berchu Batayra Tchila. They didn't give an Aliyah. It means like Berchu Batayra of giving Aliyahs. They didn't give Aliyah to the Talmud Chacham first. They gave the Aliyah to the Chayin Gadol Am Haaretz first. That's how the Rambam learns down the Gemara. And incidentally, that's also the Marsha. The Marsha in the Dorm Daf Pei Aleph also says that Al-Shalai Berchu Batayra Tchila means they didn't give an Aliyah to the Mamzer Talmud Chacham. They gave the Aliyah to the Chayin Gadol Am Haaretz. They were Machshev Kuhuna Gedoyla more than they were Machshev the Torah Alein. The Gemara doesn't mean that the Churban came because the Churban came because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah in the morning. That's only a Rabbanon. That wouldn't come to the Churban. The Churban was that they didn't show the Chashivas of Torah, that they were Machabit, the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, more than the Mamzer Talmud Chacham. So the Rambam, when she talks like, they get that in it. The Rambam has a different shot in the Gemara. What is Shulchan Aruch Paskin? We're talking about Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam holds it to the Rabbanon, maybe the Rambam holds it to the Raisa. What is Shulchan Aruch Paskin? So I have an interesting, there's a sphere of Shulchan Aruch. The first sift in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah historically Zohar Bama'oid. You know, usually don't speak such a sprach. Machabah, it's Halacha Shabbanar. Not even what to say, but Birchas HaTorah historically Zohar Bama'oid. What does he mean historically Zohar Bama'oid? The Mepharshim explain. Because the Gemara says in the Dorah, Ma'asulei Berchum HaTorah Tchilo. And you see, the Churban came because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So Birchas HaTorah historically Zohar Bama'oid. According to the Shagas Aryeh, that would be a Raya, that Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa, because only if Birchas HaTorah is a deraisa is it going to be a din of Birchas HaTorah thoroughly tzar b'ma'oy, that it's mamash a deraisa and it's going to cause a korban, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. On the other hand, I have a stira, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Reish Tetz, in Hilchas Birchas HaMozen, he says over there, Kol ha-brachas kulon im sofik im beirach ein echaiter umabarach chut mi birchat ha-mazak. All brachas, if you ever misubik, you don't make the bracha again except for birchat ha-mazak. Birchat ha-tayr is also a deraisa. The mechaber should have said there, since Simon Reis said another birchat ha-mazak, but he should have said kol ha-brachas kulon im sofik ein echaiter umabarach chut mi birchat ha-mazak o birchat ha-tayr. I know it's not Hamlin Hill's birchat ha-tayr there, but give it a statement. So, on one end, the Machaber says, he says, Birchat HaTorah, it's mashma that it's a deraisa, then that became the Chorban, the Shakatari is right. On the other hand, the whole Machmir is a deraisa, the Bar is about Sufik, and there is a Machaber in Simon Reish Tev that says, Kol HaBrachas, Sufik Eini Chazim Baruch, Chutz Mi Birchat HaMotin. He doesn't say Birchat HaTorah. What? Because of Abba Rabba, yeah, that's a whole separate topic. Maybe that'll be next. I just want to fear eyes. Two nakudas. We saw from the Lefush that the two Birchas HaTorahs, one is the Birchas HaTorah of Baruch HaKohen on yesterday's learning. You see from that Lefush, we said it already, that there has to be a Ritzifus in learning. A person learns without a Hepsik. That's why, even if a person stops learning in the afternoon, but he's always thinking about the learning. He's always learning. He's always learning. And therefore, it's Pashat. Pajamas is a new Musik. The whole thing, you have to go to your husband to go to sleep. I'm old, you used to learn until you collapsed, you got up, you went learning right. Night was sung. There's night, there's day, you learned. It comes the next day, after a full day, you make a new bracha there. You make a bracha chayna, you make a new bracha vishayna. The Chazanish used to learn until he collapsed. Until he collapsed. He didn't have chabrusas and he said learn. But he would learn until he collapsed. There's no chesh boy. He gets a boy name of a life. The takashayla, nothing that make a bracha satayra. Maybe if they learn for an hour and then they take a break and they learn again, some of them say they have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. Because for them, they don't have that receiver. So for them, they'll have to make a new Birchas HaTorah every single time. Man, the reason a man doesn't have to make a Birchas HaTorah in the middle of the day, he stopped learning, because he was always thinking about learning. Even if he goes to the Beis HaKisei, there's halacha there, he's dicey that he's going to go back to learn. But Noshim that don't have that cheshbon, it's a shah on the paiskim, that the tzad, that Noshim, the tzlach said that the big chiddush, but Noshim would have to always make it every time they start learning again. When they start second Seder, if they have that, they'll have to make a Birchas HaTorah. Because they don't have that connection of the Ritzifus. And after one last act, we said that the Rambam had a different shot. Mam Talmud Chacham Kaidim L'Kain Gadol Ha'aretz. You see from here that the Talmud Chacham is a Shtich Chayim. The Talmud Chacham's Chashivas is more, a Kain is born a Kain, the Kain Gadol. But when a person becomes a Talmud Chacham, the Torah becomes part of him. The Gemara said, Gevaldik Adiyak, Mam the Talmud Chacham is more than a Kain Gadol. What's the Makar? The Gemara learns in Harvias, because it says in the Pasuk, Yikarahim Mipninim. It's more Chashiv then Pninim, the Gemara Dachim's Pninim, Kain Gadol Shenichnas L'Snai V'L'Snin. What's that Pasuk talking about? The Torah itself, not the Talmud Chacham. Yikarahim Pninim. The Torah is more Chashiv than Pninim. The Torah is more Chashiv than a Kain Gadol that goes into the Pnai Pninim, that goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Yikarahim Pninim. The Torah is more Chashiv than a Kain Gadol. Where do you see that the Talmud Chacham is more Chashiv than a Kain Gadol? The Gemara learns out, the Talmud Chacham, Mamzer comes before the Kain Gadol, because the Pasuk says, Yikarahim Pninim, because the Torah is more Chashiv than a Kain Gadol. Go on to say, the Torah is more Chashiv than a Kain Gadol. Heretz is the Talmud Chacham, he's a Shtik Sefer Torah. The clock of the Torah Sheva Peh is the Talmud Chacham itself. There's a Gevaldik Esmach, someone wanted to donate money for an Aron Kodesh to a yeshiva, and when he found, he gave a lot of money to the Aron Kodesh, and they found out that someone else already donated an Aron Kodesh. And you can't use this money for other things. It was already Muktas to be an Aron Kodesh where you can put the Sefer Torah. What could you use it for instead? What could you use for him? What is this? So the Esmach said, buy beds for the dormitory for the yeshiva bar. Because what to say? What the Aron Kodesh? Where the Sefer Torah lives, where it sleeps, where it rests, where the Sefer Torah. Makam Menuchasa Shal HaTorah. So Makam Menuchasa Shal HaTalmud Chacham is the exact same thing. The same, not Yair Dekdusha. Because the Talmud Chacham is the Torah Alein. And that's the message of Ashlei Berachah B'Torah Tchila, to realize that the Talmud Chacham Alein, Ver Tashtik Torah. The Olam Zol Zoychadayin, Makabavayin, the Torah Tolarayin Gein, V'Yad 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 V'Y